This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A little bit of weakness in overnight trade, corn down penny to two and beans down anywhere from 8 to 9 cents for the most part. And maybe we'll see a little turnaround as we come out of the break here this morning due to daily flash sales coming across this morning. And it is a mouthful, thankfully. 198,000 tons of beans to China, 110,000 tons of corn to Mexico, 105,000 tons of meal to Vietnam, and 132,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations. That on top of impressive weekly sales, 1.3 million tons of corn, 1.7 million tons of beans, and 500,000 tons of wheat sold on the weekly number. So maybe that's something to make people step back and realize that we do have grains at a value in the U.S., both out of the Gulf and off the PNW. So I'd like to think that could spark the market, but so far we've just been struggling to find anything to get things rolling here. Pro farmers out and about, we went to the meeting last night and got some nice commentary from those folks. The scouts had a lot of good things to say about what they were seeing and some insightful information. I think the biggest takeaway for me was that the beans are just so far behind, it's hard to tell if they're going to be able to cross the finish line successfully, but the potential is definitely there.
And Eric, as they move from east to west, was there less variability as they move from that eastern portion of the Corn Belt to the western side?
I don't think there was less variability. In fact, that was one of the things that the eastern leg said. They were surprised by the variability that they saw, particularly in Illinois, because they were just expecting things to be pretty consistent. And that wasn't necessarily the case as they got out into the fields. But the variability on the western leg is just massive due to the flooding now that they're into this area. Obviously, they spent the night in Spencer last night on the western leg and Iowa City on the eastern leg.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
September corn down a penny at 374 and a half. September soybeans down 9 1/4 at 953 and 3/4. September soybean meal down 370 at 308.80. September soybean oil up 8 cents at 41.08. On the Merck, October live cattle up 25 cents at 174.87. September feeder cattle up 27 cents at 235.95. October lean hogs down 62 cents at 75.52. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.